Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, Guy here. Marge Simpson's sister, Summer Calling. It is Friday morning and doing a little work at the desk, watching a little Brandon Ayuk interview. Now this, you might be thinking, Guy, how long is this going to be? You sound like ass. Yeah, not going to be very long, but I'm better. Shout out to Dr. Wong. I went and saw him for a follow-up on Thursday. That man's a magician. He did incredible work. It was challenging. It was not easy, but he got it done. So I'm better than I was yesterday, better than I was a couple days ago. If you're not up to speed, had vocal cord surgery a week ago, last Friday, and things are getting better every day. The good news is, can't do that. I can't make that sound. The good news is I'm going to House of Prime Rib tonight. So things are looking up. Okay, here's what Brandon Ayuk was on with Ocho and Shannon Sharp. And not many guys like Brandon Ayuk. I'm here to tell you what I've been saying for a long time, that I think Brandon Ayuk, when you look at the 49ers roster of skill guys, really, you look at their whole offensive roster at this point. When you look at their whole offensive roster at this point, the guy who, when it's all said and done, Brock Purdy will probably have the longest career with as a teammate is Brandon Ayuk. That's been my prediction for a while now. He's the most likely guy to be the guy who's shoulder to shoulder with Brock Purdy 5 years from now on this team is Brandon Ayuk. And still feel that way. I mean, no reason not to feel that way. Brandon Ayuk only makes you feel that way more when you hear him talk. And let's be good here to hear somebody else talk. So here's what Brandon Ayuk said about contract negotiations and what's up right now.
We're trying to get work done. They're trying to get work done. I mean, they're trying to get work done. That's all I can say. Y'all know how it gets. I don't even want to get too far into that. You know, I'm just trying to get like what Ocho just said. I'm trying to get what I deserve. I felt like this season playing football, I figured out who I was as a person, as a player, what I bring to the table, what I bring to the locker room, what I bring to organization, and just the value I hold when I walk in that building, because people gonna follow me because I've done it the right way since I've been in that building from the first day I walked in there to when I was in there earlier this morning, done it the right way. So. And if they don't see it worth in that, that's all it is. It ain't nothing else besides that. But I can't get into it. We got professionals working on both sides, so hopefully we can come to a professional agreement and continue to play professional football.
Yeah, professionals working on both sides. He's a professional, right? Like, he's an excellent professional. The 49ers are professional. His agent's a professional. I mean, like, all agents are technically professionals. They don't all operate as professionally. But when your client's a professional, he deserves a certain level of professionalism. This guy's a pro, talks like a pro, acts like a pro. Every action that Brandon Ayuk has made since he was challenged early in his career, criticized, coached up, doghoused, whatever, he has responded like a professional every single time. So here he is working out at the team facility. He's in the building. Yes, he's in the building during the day. He's in there in the morning. So that's a man who puts his actions, you know, words to trust the process, blah, 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 blah. A lot of guys say that, and then they act impatiently. You know, that it's resolved, it's over and done with. But so far, this looks like it's in a different universe than the Deebo Samuel situation. And the situations that arose with, you know, that group of receivers at that time. But I think what's interesting about Brandon, one thing that's interesting about Brandon is that he could play this year for $14 million. And while I've been saying I think that's a possibility, he is acting as if it's going to work itself out. And I think one of the reasons he is acting that way is because the data is very clear. He's 26 years old. He's coming off the best year of his career. He's playing for a championship contender with a good quarterback. The worst case scenario for him this year is he makes $14 million and then gets paid next year. So he's a guy that understands his situation matches his current state, right? Like his inner water level is calm. I don't know if he's at the top of the pyramid right now, but he feels he can tell he's in his prime. Like he has reached the potential, not fully, but he has seen that he can reach the potential that he believed he has. So when he's talking to all of this stuff to me is a person that's had a breakthrough, a professional breakthrough. I don't know that he needed a personal breakthrough, but he's talking about being a leader. So maybe he's also had, he's come into himself. He is fully in himself. This is like, I just think it's so cool to see somebody, whether they're a pro athlete or just in life, work towards something and then go, oh, I got it. Like I can do this. I see the light. Like this is going to happen. Not like the perfect storm. They saw the light in the perfect storm. They saw the horizon. We're going to make it. Boo. Didn't happen. So that's life. I mean, I guess that can happen to anybody. But I think what's so cool about him is his numbers went up this year. His production went up this year. His leadership, all of that stuff. But as I've said a few times, he just finished his fourth year in the league. So I think it's likely that we are still a year or two away from a 90-catch season from Brandon Ayuk. He had 75 this year, but, you know, he was 1,300 yards, over 17 yards a catch, almost 18 yards a catch. The year before was 78 catches. But I think what will end up happening on this team, not this year, but 2026, 2027, when he's still in his athletic prime, right? 27, 28 years old, maybe 29, and Kittle or Deebo or McKay, like not everybody else is around. And then he really gets fed like a number one receiver, because what else is going to be happening at the time when Brandon Ayuk, he's 26 now. So what else is going to be happening when Brandon Ayuk is 28, 29? What's going to be happening in 3 years? The quarterback is going to be in his prime, right? So I still think Ayuk has now reached the point where he can take advantage of any opportunity given to him. Okay. It's like one of these movies where the character is learning like mind time control. And at first they can hold a spoon in the air for like 13 seconds. Ayuk now can throw the spoon like a weapon. I think he's gotten to that point and he knows it. He knows it. And it doesn't always work out this way where the stars align like this, but his best production is still ahead of him, which is why I think the Niners will ultimately feel so good about paying him. When you pay a guy right now, you're paying him for future performance, not past performance. And I think that is one of the beauties of Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, that'll be their hope too with Brock Purdy. So the other thing Ayuk said, this is, I thought this was interesting when Shannon asked him about like ranking receivers.
Ayuk in that conversation.
I'm gonna say it like this. I don't even want to get too much into ranking and this and that. But I'll say this. One thing that we could go up based off of that's not gonna tell us no lies, that's not gonna, it don't have no pins. It's not leading any direction is the tape. We cut the tape on for 22 weeks of football. Nobody else can't say they played 22 some weeks of football. They can't. Whoever, anybody, what you just named, they can't say they've been to three NFC championship games. They can't say they've been to, you know what I'm saying? Like, so everybody doing all this, but it's something else. We already passed yards. We already passed yards and touchdowns. Of course, we're going to get yards and touchdowns. Can't nobody stick us. It's the reason why you're bringing this up. But what else are we going to bring? Where else are we going to take it to? Like, we talk about Patrick Mahomes every single day because nobody can't do that. Nobody doing that. What we chasing? Right. Here where we was at, just that, we feel like, I just seen somebody comment say, Purdy post have two championships. I mean, of course they can say post to have, but I read that and I saw that and I said, it could have went. We could be sitting here right now with two championships. So that's the only thing. I'm worried about championships right now. I'm championships. I ain't trying to get into who's number one and two and three and four and five. Number one, have you been to the playoffs? Have you been to a Super Bowl? Have you been? No. So I'm not even going. Championship.
A lot of people say it, and what ends up happening for athletes is they have two jobs, right? One of their jobs is to win, and their other job is to maximize their value. And everyone says they want championship, and everybody, for the most part, takes the biggest contracts. So you can't use the money to determine who's lying about the championships. You can see how players act after they've been paid. That's one way to try and tell. But if a person says, I want to be about championships, and then also signs the biggest contract, people will go like, well, that invalidates. They must not be about the championships if they're holding out. Not true, right? Both of those things can be true. This guy is really about it. And I don't think that's news, but I love this clip and just seeing how he is like coming out of his skin. He wants it so bad and believes in that being the standard so badly. And I think part of it is because he knows he's close. You know, whenever you're trying to accomplish something, sometimes you feel motivation, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you feel inspiration, sometimes you don't. I heard somebody say something the other day that I thought was really good. They said, invention is 1% idea and 99% iteration. 1% idea, 99% iteration. So it's the work. And when you're doing the work, you don't always know you're close. But if you're iterating and it's getting a little better and it's getting a little better and it's getting a little better, you know, I would say this, like over the last year doing YouTube shows, I guess I've iterated a little bit, but like I've felt like it's gotten better and people watch it and feedback. It's good. Right. So like you don't always get that feedback. Ayuk's been getting that feedback because he sees it. He's like, we're almost winning. You know, if you've been on the internet, the photo you've probably seen a lot is the guy who's like using a pick to get through the ground. And he's digging a hole. He's digging a tunnel. And he's got like just a little bit left, but he can't see it. Because you got the side view. He can't see that he's close and he's hunched and he's walking the other way. And just on the other side are the diamonds. You know, people think that because Kyle Shanahan has not won a championship, he cannot win a championship. I love that debate. I love having that debate. You know, I think it's silly, but I enjoy it. But I think what you see with Brandon Ayuk, like there are so many reasons. He's the perfect guy you pay. Right. He's the perfect guy you keep for a variety of reasons. The number one reason being production. That's the number one reason. But he smells it. Like you want that guy in the locker room after failure because this guy smells it. He thinks they're close. He knows they're close. He's a leader. He's a believer. And he's it's so easy to pay Brandon. He checks every single frickin' box. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
And it only makes it funnier by the day. I don't want to expose myself. I already sound bad. Vocal cord surgery for those just joining the live stream last week. So I try not to put myself in positions where I sound ridiculous. But by the day, the idea that they were going to trade him for Zay Jones as some sort of a side piece replacement gets more ridiculous. They never asked for it. Remember this. The next time there's some rumor, some report, and everyone's freaking out, just remember where to come for somebody to hold on. That doesn't make any sense. Look, I'm all for This is not battle. We're talking here. So I'm all for everyone. Like let's talk it out. Sometimes you got it takes a few days. Let's talk it out. But just remember, who told you the Niners weren't asking? I can't believe I sound this way. For Zay Jones in a trade. All right, I won't strain my voice. Not sick. Feel good. This is actually, if you haven't heard me in a week, I'm sounding better. And you, I got an email that I said, hey, you got to record an ad. I was like, oh, shit. I know it was Zay Jones and a mid one, bro. I fucking remember the trade. It was the Niners. They didn't call to ask for Zay Jones and a one. Think about it. Remember what I said. The reason that the Zay Jones name got included in the deal, if it was not even a deal, the one was enough. The Jags would have said, also take Zay Jones. The Niners might. I'm not saying the Niners wouldn't have done the deal him for a one. I'm not saying that. I'm saying Zay Jones' idea didn't come from the Niners. Also, does that sound like a man who wants to go play for the Jags? If you think they should do the deal, that's cool, man. Like a lot of people think they should trade him for a first round pick. That's fine. That is value. I agree. It is value on paper. This guy is really hard to replace. Okay. Sorry, I got worked up. Sorry, Dr. Wong, didn't mean to push it there. That's going to be all for this. I a little something I don't normally do. I'm going to go get a coffee. I'm going to go read Working by Studs Terkel. I was having dinner with my dad last Thursday, the night before my surgery. I called it the Last Supper, potentially, because, I was intubated. Luckily, it wasn't. And he told me about this book that he read in college. Like, it was one of the great books. So I just got it. I'm going to go get a coffee. Do a little light reading just to start the day, a little light reading. And Balky, Funkhauser, Minnie Mouse, A Goose, Marge Simpson's sisters, among the names. So, hey, one thing I didn't like about this week, I got a lot of other work done, but one thing I didn't like about this, lost a little of steam. I mean, we were not missing days on this channel, on this podcast. We were on a heater. So hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. Appreciate it. Hit the like, helps out. Got some ground to make up, lost some momentum. We're moving at a pretty good clip here. Got to get this fucking thing going again. No, we're fine. Have a good weekend, everybody, if I don't talk to you before next week. And, you know, thanks for hanging in. Mike, oh, this is good. Mike says, the quote is from Thomas Edison. The person I heard say it didn't quote Thomas Edison. Genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. That's a great quote, Mike. Thank you. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you soon. And bye. Have a great weekend. House of Prime Rib.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.